This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Musician Abby Morin is a favorite performer in and around Vermont, and she took to the road last fall to venture further, a lot further. She's here to tell us about her road trip that took her all over the country and what it's like to be a working musician back here in Vermont. Welcome, Abby.
Thanks so much for having me, Mary.
First, let's talk about your music. How would you describe it?
I've been saying foxy folk. The fox, as an animal, is known to be a shapeshifter and kind of able to travel in between realms. And, you know, that's how I feel about my music. My roots has been, you know, me with an acoustic guitar and singing. But when I'm with my full six-piece band, it's certainly maybe not quite as folk as my original tendencies are. And I'm very open to letting that shift as time moves on.
Okay, let's hear a track. This is Cadmium from the new album, Shadowproof.
Recently, I've acquired a drum kit, and it's really hard to get me off of it lately. I love to play it, and even just like looking at my music through that like very rhythmic, percussive lens is changing it and evolving it even more so. And I'm really open to just letting that kind of flow.
So last fall, you left your day job, you left home, and the thought of that even alone just gives me like panic attacks, but tell me what happened next.
Well, I think I reached a point where the panic attack that I was having was how still I felt and how stuck I felt. I was cleaning houses, which the grind of that day in and day out can be very, very wearing. And I had been trying to plan a tour or a road trip, I think, since I graduated college in 2012. And I kept coming up with excuses of, well, I don't have my album, and I don't have the right people surrounding me, and I don't have this certain amount of money that I have in my mind that I need to have. So I kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally, I just was like, it's got to happen. And it doesn't matter what I have, I'm out of here. So I smashed my vacuum cleaner off a second-story balcony and sold my possessions and hit the road. And we planned a 34-show tour across the United States. We went as far south as New Orleans, and then we like skipped across Texas and went up through like New Mexico and Wyoming, and then we were up in the Pacific Northwest. Mm. And then we looped all the way back, of course. So ended up being 12,000 miles over the course of 16 weeks.
It sounds like romantic and freeing and like Jack Kerouac kind of thing. But in reality, how was it really?
Oh, it's just romantic and freeing and like totally like Jack Kerouac in a lot of ways. You know, we were lucky enough to surround our plans and our tour around all of our friends and family and even some friends of friends. And that was kind of how we planned it, is we kind of made a big map of like, these are our people, and, you know, they have a couch, and, you know, these people have a guest room. And we just really revolved it all around people that love us and support us. And that's really what made the whole thing possible. At the end of it, we're feeling totally grateful for that.
Vermont loves its musicians. But do you find that it's difficult to be a working musician in the state?
I arrived here in 2013, and I lived here for 2 years before I embarked on the tour, and I would say it was the best thing I really could have done. I went to school for theater and acting, and I kind of felt like I wanted to move away from that and kind of be making art on my own terms, on my own schedule, and creating my own show. And I knew I wanted to do it, but I'm not really sure I had the tools or the know-how to like make it happen the way I wanted to. And I would say moving to Burlington, Vermont was like a singer-songwriter's grad school. It really was. And this community was so welcoming, and I got the knowledge and the help and the support that I really needed. Artists really support each other here. And it's a great ecosystem, and that's something that is really special.
I know you're working on new music now, but have you had to return to your vacuum, or is it is it gone forever?
You know, the vacuum is back out right now. But it's okay. It's okay. It's a short-term thing. It's kind of what you've got to do in the meantime to build yourself back up. And certainly after everything that we were able to accomplish, not having those day jobs, I'm ready to save back up for a security deposit again. So so I'm kind of just letting it be and trying to just keep a smile on my face.
Thanks so much for coming in and telling us a little bit more about your tour and your music.
Yeah, it was great to be here, and thank you.
That's musician Abby Morin. She and her band will hit the stage at Nectar's this Saturday night for a homecoming show. Find a link for more information at vpr.net.